Disney has picked the opening team cast members for Tron Lightcycle Run at the Magic Kingdom. The question now is how many will reach retirement before the ride opens?
Well, join us for something we call Hawaii-ish food at Polynesian's Resort. We've got everything you're looking for, from food to drinks to entertainment. Celebrate special occasions at Patty Ohana's, where Moana herself will come spank the lucky birthday boy with her shillelagh.
All right, and that was two power points, so Mickey can move up two spaces up that mountain. Watch Mickey. Oh, look at Mickey go.
I also just want to ask, what are like the characters that have never appeared at the park, you've never met in your time going to the park that you would want to meet?
Well, I mean, you said villain, and maybe came right to mind. And you said never been at the park before.
Yeah.
Came to mind, Bob Chapek.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where my mind went, I'm not going to lie.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for November 7th, 2022. Disney announced on Instagram that a new musical popcorn tin, rather than a plastic bucket, will be available at Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort later this month. The tin is red with green holly and gold trim. It winds up on the bottom to play music box versions of holiday songs. It also has rotating images of Mickey and his friends celebrating the holidays. The top opens to put popcorn inside, I guess, and it includes a detachable strap. It will be available at popcorn carts in Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort beginning November 11th. A high school marching band has canceled their Walt Disney World performance planned for November 12th after Disney asked them to cover their logo featuring a Native American caricature. Venice High School principal Zoltan Carostelli sent a letter to parents and teachers on Thursday informing them the performance was canceled. The Herald Tribune reported this information. The students will still be visiting Walt Disney World and they're searching for an alternative performance venue. Principal Carostelli wrote that he asked Disney twice to reconsider their demand that the school cover up their logo. Quote, "Our band deserves to be honored and celebrated without having to change our name or cover our identity." Carostelli wrote, also, "When I see them perform, I am filled with pride and admiration for the work each student, Mr. Wing, and parents put into the program. I'm disappointed that they don't get to go because they really have improved a lot. I'm disappointed that they don't get to go because they have really improved a lot," Sarasota School Board Chair Jane Goodwin said. "They are on a trajectory to do some great things, so I'm concerned and sad that they're not going." Venice High School's mascot is officially the Indians, a term for Native Americans many consider to be racist. In 2014, the Sarasota School Board heard public comments urging them to change the mascot, but they didn't follow through with the change after backlash from school alumni. Goodwin said there would be more discussions about the mascot in the future. You may recall earlier this year, the drill team of a different high school from Texas was not allowed to wear their war bonnets that are usually part of their uniform when performing at the Magic Kingdom. However, they did manage to chant "scalp 'em Indians" and cause quite a controversy on social media and even some protests at their administrative building. The holidays are here, which means new apparel, housewares, and more Christmas merchandise at Walt Disney World. We found most of this new merch at the Emporium in the Magic Kingdom, but much of it is also available at other parks and in World of Disney at Disney Springs. The collection, bear with me here, very large collection. It features a large amount of baby clothes, tees, hoodies, sweaters, pajamas for adults and children, sweatpants, earrings by Bobble Bar, spirit jerseys for your pets, pajamas for your pets. Do your pets wear pajamas? Let us know in the comments. Also, toys, including a holiday train set, plush, greeting cards, chocolate bars, figurines, calendars, nutcrackers, housewares, throw blankets, pillows, artwork, stockings, towels, and so much more. We have a very long and exhaustive detailed article on our site with all of this new holiday stuff. You can check it out at WWNT.com. Another holiday step-in photo op has appeared at Magic Kingdom, this time in Adventureland. The photo op features the bird host of Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room in the corners. The Walt Disney World 50th anniversary medallion is right there on the front. The birds are all sitting on their perches with their names above them, and they're wearing their little Santa hats. Orange Bird's also wearing a Santa hat there. He's next to Jose. Flat flowers and string lights are around the border, and the photo op says Melikaliki Mukka on the top with a red ribbon. The backdrop features palm trees and a volcano. We did see a PhotoPass photographer with this photo op, although photographers may not always be present, so I guess plan your trip accordingly. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WWNT. You can get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all those WIGS members watching who make this show happen each and every week. The nursery module at the Seas with Nemo and Friends Pavilion in Epcot has reopened after closing 8 months ago in March. Not much has really changed inside the room, although some areas remain closed off for further refurbishment. Some of these tanks have been replaced. There's a large tank near the windows. It's dedicated to coral and information about coral reefs. The illuminated signs on each side of the tank provide information about reefs, including Disney Conservation's work in rehabilitating reefs. Inside, various species of coral are labeled. Fish also swim around the display coral. And on the other side of the room, a row of tanks is blocked off. You are still able to see them. They're still slightly in view. Looks like the aquarium cast is also celebrating fall, as several tiny pumpkins are sitting around the tanks. There are no creatures in those tanks yet, but signs below them do give us an idea of what we'll be seeing in the near future. Cuttlefish, shrimp, mangroves, giant clams, clownfish, and anemones. Images of divers and various underwater species are on the wall behind the tanks. There are also screens mounted above some of them, but no video was playing just yet. Nearby, there are screens that are working, playing clips of Crush from Finding Nemo, alongside information about various species. Mr. Ray's pop quiz is still available on screens in another corner. An extra flash of light has been added to the Big Bang part of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. The new white flash happens right as the explosion appears on the screen and the music begins. The update makes the room appear darker as the coaster launches backwards. You can see our video of the updated scene on our channel. We also have the original POV, so you can compare the two if you're so inclined. A lamp post broke at the base and fell into the path of guests at the entrance to Disney's Hollywood Studios over the weekend. This comes just weeks after, well, part of the Keystone Cloathers facade collapsed. The incident was reported by Bryn Walter Schrader on a Facebook group for Walt Disney World annual pass holders. According to Walter Schrader, no one was injured from the falling post or the broken glass. The lamppost was just inside the tap stiles at the entrance of the park. Disney security and cast members were on the scene to keep guests away from the potentially dangerous debris. The post broke just above the base and crashed down onto the pavement below. The lampshades shattered on impact. They were found just a few feet from the rest of that fallen post. The cause of the break was unknown. Life Day, a winter holiday in the Star Wars universe, is almost upon us, so celebrate with new merchandise. There's a whole new merchandise collection available here at Walt Disney World. We found most of these items in Keystone Clothiers at Disney's Hollywood Studios, as well as in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Life Day was first introduced in the infamous Star Wars holiday special featuring Chewbacca's family. First up is a Life Day fitted tee for $36.99. This white shirt has Chewbacca and his son, Loompawaru, sitting at the table. Chewbacca, kind of an absentee father if you've watched all the movies. Don't see a lot of Loompawaru around there on Take a Kid to Work Day. They're sitting around a Life Day, a table of Life Day food, celebrating together as against the starry sky behind them. Next is a black Life Day tee for $24.99. This tee is black with Chewbacca in a ring of string lights on the center. Life Day is on a red banner below him. 2022 is in gold below that. Family, joy, harmony is listed on the back. among yellow stars. There's a Life Day ball cap for $29.99. It's red and features a Celebrating Together logo on the front, showing Chewbacca and other Wookiees. Life Day 2022 is embroidered there on the back. Of course, we have to have a Chewbacca plush where he's wearing a red Life Day robe and is holding a shiny blue Life Day ball. The plush costs $26.99. This collection also features a black hoodie for $54.99, a red t-shirt for $36.99, a tumbler for $24.99, and now a Magic Band Plus for $54.99. A new Pandora charm featuring Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie is now available exclusively at Disney Parks. We found it in Legends of Hollywood at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The charm is silver with Mickey's face in black, white, and gray. On one side, Mickey is wearing his Steamboat Willie hat. The back of the charm reads Steamboat Willie 1928. That's the year the short film was released. The charm costs $90. The mini show, the less than 5 minute long show featuring Kylo Ren and the First Order, has returned to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disney's Hollywood Studios. This show takes place on the stage in front of Kylo Ren's Upsilon command shuttle. It begins with a speech by a First Order officer. Kylo Ren then enters, flanked by stormtroopers, disappointed in the officer's performance. Ren force chokes him for a moment, then releases him. Ren enters the ship amid smoke and red lights. The officer and troopers then exit the stage and head down into the crowd, inspecting guests and looking for resistance supporters. You can see a full video of the whole thing right here on our channel. Speaking of shows coming back, the Green Army Drum Corps has returned to Toy Story Land at Hollywood Studios. They had been absent since the parks closed in March of 2020 due to COVID-19. Guests could see the Green Army men. They were marching in the Pixar motorcade, but now they have returned to Toy Story Land for their dedicated show. Performances are scheduled daily at 10:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 2:30 p.m., 3:30 p.m., and 4:30 p.m. Those schedules, of course, are subject to change, and guests should reference the My Disney Experience app on the day of their visit to make sure they got the show times right. We recently reported on the falling demand for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. That's an immersive two-night experience at Walt Disney World. According to recent reports, some of the latest voyages have been well under capacity. The Star Cruiser offers a three-day, two-night immersive Star Wars adventure on a fictitious cruise ship where guests become part of the conflict between the Resistance and the First Order. It includes an excursion to Batuu, themed meals, and live entertainment. It also costs upwards of $5,000 for the two-night experience. The maximum capacity for guests on board the Star Cruiser is 502 people. As of publication, our reports indicated the upcoming voyage this week actually has reservations only for 128 guests. As of Friday, those voyages were still available to book. Due to the low number of occupants, cast members, particularly servers, are losing hours. Just before the Galactic Star Cruiser opened, they were reportedly struggling to recruit experienced servers. A loss of hours potentially reopens that issue if staff leave in favor of other employment anyway. On a typical night aboard the Star Cruiser, two dinner services are put on, including the performances and plot points that happen during the meals. Passengers are split between service one and service two in rotation with their other activities. For some of the upcoming cruises, occupancy is so low that the only one dinner service is currently being utilized. One dinner service for 128 guests is reportedly run with just 10 servers. Each server will be responsible for approximately 12 guests, a little bit more, which is, 2 to 3 times less than a normal evening. Gratuities for the Star Cruiser are prepaid in the booking fees. This also means the actors portraying the characters are only performing once nightly rather than twice, including fan favorites Gaia and Wani. Despite generally positive reactions, some strong criticisms did persist, including the box truck transport to Batuu and the, $6,000 average price point. There have been enough vacancies on recent Galactic Star Cruiser voyages that Walt Disney World hosted travel agents for a free 3-day, 2-night experience recently. Since our last report, no more dates have sold out, so not going great. Though guests on board may enjoy the lighter crowds and find it easier to have that personalized interaction with the characters, the low demand has brought concerns for the future of the experience. As Master Yoda says, difficult to see, always in motion the future is. Tom Corliss is in Tokyo this week, by the way. Imagine that, Tokyo Disneyland for Tom. But before he left, he did record his thoughts on the return of Fantasmic. You can click on our full video of Fantasmic, as well as a separate video then with just Tom's thoughts and review of the experience right here on our YouTube channel. And finally today, costume designer and Disney legend Alice Davis has passed away at the age of 93. Alice Davis was inducted as a Disney legend in 2004. Here's how she was described by D23. At Walt Disney Imagineering, WDI, Alice Estes Davis was the original designing woman. Married to Disney legend Mark Davis, she enjoyed a fashionable Disney career of her own, designing and dressing animated figures for such beloved Disneyland attractions as It's a Small World and Pirates of the Caribbean. As Alice recalled with a gleam in her eye, "I went from sweet little children to dirty old men right overnight." Mark Davis passed away in 2000. The couple is honored with side-by-side windows on Main Street USA at Disneyland Park. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it on today's show, be sure to check WWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit WWNT.travel for details. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Now on WWNT-TV, it's Boxed In. Boxed In is a casually chaotic show featuring WWNT personalities Eric Morton and Jill Diffendahl, unboxing Disney merchandise and viewer packages along with a few friends and a bossy little Pomeranian. So smash that like button, subscribe, and comment. And keep up with the new Disney merchandise releases, seasonal releases, festival merchandise, limited edition merchandise, wishables, pins, and more. Join us Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern on WWNT-TV.